I'm Danielle McCartan here from Bowmore Lanes and Chelsea Pierce at another McCourty Twins event. This is, I think, our third together. It's cool. So listen, we look around, we see all these Rutgers guys. You've kept the family, you and your brother have kept the family quite tight over the years. What is it like to, you know, have them keep showing up to events like this?
It's cool, man. I think it's an easy way for all of us to connect. It's a night out without being a night out. So yeah. We've enjoyed it ever since Brian, you know, really started this event a couple years ago. Guys have come out and supported, and then, you know, myself and Jason put on an event, guys come. So, you know, whenever someone puts on an event, you can count on the Rutgers guys being there. And I think it just shows that we all had a genuine relationship while we were at school, that we've continued just to build on that now, sharing advice about being dads, husbands. So it's been great friendships built.
Now, are you a good bowler? Because was that you this morning talking some smack on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. You know, I'm rusty. Back in college, we used to go every week.
Oh, yeah?
So my high back then was, I think, 208.
Well, that's pretty good.
So hopefully I tap back into that. You know, sometimes you have a flashback and you get hot. So with the pressure on, that's what I'm expecting for myself.
Yeah, I still need bumpers, so I don't know about that.
That's not good.
Sorry. So listen, Rutgers was the most represented school in the Super Bowl this year. What is going to be the trickle-down to the current program at Rutgers now, having that?
I just hope it's encouragement to, you know, no matter what other people outside the building think of Rutgers, powerhouse, non-powerhouse, to just keep going. You know, I think these guys are in better hands than when we were there. You know, they're in the Big Ten. They play in big games. They're playing against some of the top teams in the country every week. You know, when we were there, we were in the Big East where people didn't consider a really good football conference, really basketball. And we had the most guys in the Super Bowl. And I think that just shows that we had a lot of guys who were hungry. Went to Rutgers for a reason, to be the first guys to do a lot of different things. And we've just continued to build on that. And whether it's, you know, the wave of guys like myself, Jay, Brian, Westerman, Zuta, or the next wave of Duran, Logan, and Coleman, Sanu, those guys have just kept doing it. So we just need the next wave to keep doing the same thing and just pass it down. You're not even in the view, bro.
It might be wide lens.
This is my time. Don't you go in already?
Yeah, but you got Super Bowls. I don't.
Listen, speaking of Super Bowls, Super Bowl 51, biggest comeback in Super Bowl history. Take me into the locker room. I love this question. Take me into the locker room at halftime. What was said, and how did that even happen?
I feel so bad because everyone asked me that question and nothing was said. You know, I think maybe because we had a whole game plan for halftime at the Super Bowl, because it's so much different.
Right.
It's 25 minutes instead of the regular 12 minutes. So Bill had already went over exactly how halftime would go.
I'm sure he did.
So we went in exactly with that. We had 5 minutes to yourself.
Right.
Then we would come meet for 5 to 8 minutes with the coaches. Then you had another 5 minutes by yourself. And then we would come back, meet with the coaches again. And the first time we met was to go over what just happened. Second time is what we're going to do. And that was it. You know, Duran yelled in the locker room, this is going to be the greatest comeback. And, you know, it wasn't like everyone hung on that and we chanted that going out.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, yeah. You know, to me, the biggest thing was we had a group of guys in the locker room that all still believed we could win. And that's what showed in the second half.
And it helps that a lot of you guys have done this before.
Yeah,
right?
And we had a lot of experience in the game. But it was, to me, it was more of a belief. And it was the right way for the way this season was, with Tom being suspended, you know, trading God. So many different things happened during the season. To me, that was the game. That's how it was supposed to end for us.
Overcoming adversity.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
All right, so if we could talk a little bit about the White House. I know you said you weren't going, but the team is going on April 19th. Now, this is the first professional team to go under the Trump presidency. The Cubs rushed in for Obama. How do you think the public's going to perceive the Patriots' visit? Is it? I don't know. How is this going to go?
I don't know. I think a lot of it's being blown out of proportion, so
yeah.
It's going to be perceived in a dramatic fashion,
sure.
No matter which way it goes. For me, it's not a big deal. You know, I just don't want to go to the White House, so I'm not going.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, obviously with all the events and different things that have gone on in the country, you know, this is the first kind of big thing where a sports team is going.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there's so many other things going on that's important in the world that it's not really important to worry about the White House. But, you know, when the time comes, it's going to be what it's going to be. You know, I think guys have decided whether they're going or not going. I think it's a personal, really, feeling. You know, if you want to go, I think you should go no matter what anybody else is doing. I think if you don't want to go, you should do the same thing, not go. So, you know, like, we haven't even talked about it. Like, guys haven't talked.
Yeah, that's
it's not that serious, you know. I think it's just independent guys making their own decision.
Right. Now, I'm sure everybody was accepting of you. Now, during not wanting to go, during, like, the right after the election, I mean, the inauguration, you guys are playing the Super Bowl, like, the next week pretty much. Were politics discussed at all, or is that something you leave at the door?
A little bit, but guys generally try not to talk about politics and religion, you know, because to me that's it's an individual thing, and usually when you get into those things, the individual opinions and differences are sometimes so extreme that it gets really bad, and honestly, what you believe in doesn't matter to the next person. It only matters to you. So we try to avoid that because it's a bad argument, really, for no reason.
Anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Now, I'm wrapping up here. As a Pro Bowl winning safety, Super Bowl champion, what tips could you offer? I don't know. Let's say if Darrell Revis tries to switch from cornerback to safety. What are the biggest differences between those two positions?
It's really how you view the game. You know, I think as a corner, you're so focused on a matchup, a guy, or a zone, which is usually in the flat or deep third. Safety is just so much different because a lot of times, especially if you're in the middle, you're covering more space. You're not looking at the game from a corner side view. You have a whole, you know, field view. But then if anybody who moves, to me, you have to use your strengths at the new position. You can't move and try to be someone else, because that might be what they're good at, even though they might say this is how the position is supposed to be paid. If you move, you're moving for a reason. It's your play to your strengths. That was the biggest thing I had to learn, was when I moved, was the things I did well at corner, obviously people felt they could translate to safety, so do those things and let that show. So it's worked for me, and I think other guys have opportunity. He would have been a great safety if they didn't move him to receiver.
Really?
He'd have been my safety when I was a corner my senior year.
Weren't you a quarterback too?
No, he just didn't throw far. He's not a quarterback.
I did it all.
Glad to see there's no bad blood here, guys.
That's one of my best friends.
He was texting after the game.
Well, I texted him immediately after. I told him, I said, congratulations. Like, I'm proud of all of you guys.
Chat going.
I just texted him immediately after the game. It's nothing but love.
Honestly, that's what you want. You go to school and you compete with guys. What better way than playing at the biggest game of the year against some of your friends?
Some of your friends, you know? Especially, like, I mean, me and Logan are college roommates, but me and D-Mac, when we played my freshman and his senior year, we went against each other every single time in one-on-one. So it was like...
So if it's not you, you're glad it was him kind of thing, or them.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Leading up to it, playing again.
I mean, we talked the whole time. Yeah.
Trash talking.
Yeah, it was great. Right. Like, that's what we do. We did it in college, and then we did it in
You saw him and Logan Bowl. Had the heated grabbing each other's face, man. It was like trying to win out there.
I'm really trying to win. You don't know how hard it is to get there.
Yeah, it's true. I tell people all the time that once you get there, you honestly don't know if you'll ever be back.
Right.
You always say we'll be back next year. You don't know.
Yeah.
But it's extremely hard.
Yeah.
I'll grab him in a little bit. Would you say the transition is easy or not so easy?
I think it's a learning curve, but I think if it's natural to you, it'll come.
Yeah.
Not everybody can move, you know.
Right.
Some guys are just good corners, you know. Like, in my opinion, I think Revis is still a really good corner.
Yeah.
You know, I think. Yeah. But the thing is now, there's been enough corners that moved to safety. You know, not just myself, but a ton of guys and done well.
Right.
So now anytime, everyone always wants to. I mean, Jason gets the same thing. People say he should move to safety. If it works, it works. But if not, just keep being a good corner.
Now, have you heard anything about a Revis reunion in New England?
I just seen the things people tweet.
Yeah, me too.
You never know.
I know.
That's how I find out things, though, from Twitter. So.
All right, my final question. It's going to have to deal with the current event. Well, two, actually. You're a basketball guy, right?
Yeah.
Who do you have winning your bracket?
I didn't do a bracket, but... it's hard. I always say I'm going to do a bracket, and then next thing I know, the games are on. But I think, honestly, it's going to be between Kansas and North Carolina. I think they're the two hottest teams. Whichever one gets in the finals, I think they're just tough. You know, I think UCLA is tough, too. But I like, you know, you watch what Kansas did last night. Purdue was in the game, and the game ended up, you know, I think 25 point game. You know, they're just so talented, and to get up and down the court, they're tough.
I had Duke.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I never picked Duke. I'm always a Tar Heel over
man.
Duke.
Okay, so my last question is, current event now, Monday, the vote is going to be for the Raiders to move to Vegas or not. I'm sure it's going to stall, but it seems to be that it's going to happen, it seems to be. And your owner is behind it. Robert Kraft is pretty much behind it. What would you think? Like, you are the opposing team. You're coming into Vegas. Is it a good thing? You know, what are your thoughts
on that? It's great for opposing team. You don't have enough time there. And even if you do, you won't get in that. It's bad for the home team, you know.
Yeah.
It's tough to be successful in Vegas. I always said I think Miami's a tough place, too. You know, those cities that any day of the week you could go do something for young guys, that's tough. But I think it would be cool, you know, to have a team in Vegas, be there for some guys all year round, opposing team coming in, places to eat, things to do. We would be the team you go in, you can't gamble. So that won't be a big deal for players. But I think it would be exciting. I would love it because we would probably go in on Friday. Can't beat that.
Yeah, so we should move this to the pool parties in
Vegas.
Yeah,
I know.
I'll be there. All right, I'll let you go. I know there's a lot of people you have to go and see, but
no. All right, appreciate you having. Appreciate you coming.
Devin McCourty, thank you. Thanks for having me every time. This is great.
No problem.
We'll see you at the football camp over the summer.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I'm gonna bring my cleats.
Okay, I'm ready for that.
All right, let's do it. All right, thanks.
No problem.